WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's chaos with a little bit of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're faking it? Like you're riding this wave of success, but deep down, you think anyone could do what you're doing and that any minute now the whole thing is going to crash down. Yeah, I've been there too. Welcome to the club, friends. We call it imposter syndrome, that nagging voice whispering doubts about your abilities even when you're crushing it. Today, we're diving headfirst into this beast and learning how to tame it with some powerful stoic techniques. Think of it like this. Life throws curveballs. Sometimes it feels like a constant barrage of challenges, right? You face setbacks, meet mistakes, and that inner critic starts chirping louder than ever. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't about ignoring those feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and roses. It's about understanding them, acknowledging their presence, and choosing how to respond. So, what are our 5 power moves for overcoming imposter syndrome with a little stoic magic? First up, accept your imperfections. This might sound obvious, but hear me out. Nobody is perfect, not even those seemingly flawless folks you admire online. They're juggling their own insecurities and fears just like the rest of us. Next, focus on what's within your control. You can't control everything that happens, but you can control how you react to it. Instead of dwelling on things outside your sphere of influence, channel your energy into actions you can take. Think of it like this. You're the captain of your own ship, steering through life's stormy seas. Keep your eyes on the horizon, adjust your course when needed, and don't let the waves knock you off course. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your struggles, offer yourself words of encouragement, and remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth, not failures. Fourth, reframe negative thoughts. That little voice in your head whispering doubts? Challenge those thoughts with evidence and logic. Remind yourself of past successes, celebrate small wins, and focus on the progress you've made. It's like training your brain to be a positivity powerhouse. Finally, seek out mentors and supportive communities. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, who lift you up, and who can offer guidance and support when you need it most. Remember, you don't have to face this journey alone. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others can be incredibly empowering. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're gearing up for a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and that pesky imposter syndrome voice starts whispering doubts. You're not ready, it says. Everyone else knows more than you. You start to question your skills and experience, feeling that familiar wave of anxiety wash over you. But hold on. Remember what we talked about today. Breathe deeply, acknowledge those feelings, but don't let them control you. Focus on the preparation you've put in, remind yourself of past successes, and visualize a confident delivery. Visualize yourself rocking that presentation and owning it with grace and expertise. See? That inner critic can be silenced. You have the power to write the narrative. Remember, true strength lies not in pretending to be perfect, but in acknowledging our imperfections and striving for growth. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them, navigating them with clarity and purpose. So, take a moment to reflect on these powerful takeaways. Accept your flaws, focus on what you can control. Practice self-compassion, reframe negative thoughts, and build a supportive community. These stoic principles are your weapons against imposter syndrome. Remember, you've got this. Now, go out there and conquer those doubts. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words of wisdom. Leave a review if you find it helpful. And don't forget to join us tomorrow for another dose of stoic mindset magic. Until then, stay calm, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.